Good morning, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can. Our meeting actually starts at 9:30.
Yeah, there's two times on the agenda.
Yes, I apologize for that. The Zoom meeting was set up for a different time, and that's what it's presenting. But the actual meeting is starting at 9:30.
Okay.
My apologies for the confusion.
No problem. Are we still discussing with the, because this came out before the fires that are close at hand. So are we still discussing number one? Or are you guys still discussing number one?
Yes, we'll be discussing both items, the replacement for the engine, as well as bringing on additional resources for the wildland team.
Okay. Good to know. So jump back on in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Good morning.
Hey, Rich.
Leanne and Mark, huh?
Yeah, and I don't know if the chief's gonna be on.
It should be.
Yeah, unless he got called away, but
Good morning, Terry.
I'm supposed to change my background, aren't I? They might complain about my background. How do I do that? Blur. Let's probably just blur it. There we go. There we go. So I'm hearing that the 11 fire's pretty much under control. Is that what you guys are hearing?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything since a couple days ago.
The one in
Aspen
Uray.
Acres, or no, not the one in Ouray. The one
Fremont County.
close to us.
Off of 11.
I think they're calling it the 11 fire.
Morning, everyone.
Yes, there's a hundred
Hi,
percent
Mark.
containment.
Morning.
Morning, Leanne. You're on mute,
Yep, I just
Leanne.
figured that out. My
Okay.
agenda has 10 a.m. by the link. I just realized.
Yeah, the Zoom
Oh boy. Yeah.
link, you can set it for any time, for any length. It doesn't really matter, but the agenda was 9:30.
Yep, I thought we were kind of chatting away and got lost in that. And then when I went to click on the link, I said, "What's this 10 a.m. anyway?" Anyway,
That's a typo.
right above
Is
that it says 9:30 on the announcement.
Chief with you or
He's in his office now.
okay? So is he gonna join via his computer?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll give him a minute then.
I hear him on the phone.
I believe that's him now. Good morning. Is that you, Chief?
Whoever's done they, under floors on fire rescues on mute.
Hello.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay, I think we have all the players. So why don't we call the meeting to order? We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
To the
to the
flag
flag
of the
of the
United
United
States
States
of
of
America
America
and
and to the
to the
republic
republic for
which
which
it
it stands.
stands,
One
One
nation, one faith,
nation,
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with liberty,
with liberty and
just
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all.
All right, thank you. Okay. Mark, you want to do the roll call?
Sure, President Jim McGovern.
Here.
Vice President Paul Del Toro.
Here.
Treasurer Leanne Spicer.
Here.
Secretary Mark Harder, present, and Rich Crasha.
Present.
Okay.
All present.
Great. Okay, let's just jump in. We have two items of business to discuss today. First item of business is to have a discussion and vote on whether to authorize two additional seasonal firefighter positions for deployments and to ensure staffing for in-district coverage. Chief, you want to give us a lowdown on that?
Yes. So the everybody knows we've been having a extremely busy wildfire season, and I'm trying to one of them needs to be muted. Hold on. That better?
I think
Hello.
so.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better. So, wildfire seasons is what we expected. You know, we hoped it didn't come to this, but it is. And the reality is, we have a long summer ahead of us. We need to probably, most definitely, secure those wildland firefighters that we were gonna originally talked about bringing on. We went to shoot for the engine boss position. It didn't happen. So we really need to secure two more firefighters to one, make sure we have in-district coverage. Right now we have volunteers going out that doesn't allow backfill, can't backfill a volunteer. Even if the resource order is approved for backfill by having these positions here, it would be the same as our volunteers that we're already using. We just put them on a seasonal status, which would then open up backfill opportunities. So we can keep in-district coverage. Two, when the call comes in, we can immediately jump on the truck and get on the road and head to the wildfire instead of waiting for an hour or two for personnel to get to the station and get ready.
Not an hour.
Well, I mean, you never know. You never know how long it could take for the volunteers to get to the station and have their stuff ready to go. So that's one of the things is we want to be able to immediately respond out of district. Especially for like the fire in Pueblo County right now. If we could go down there, if we have the personnel to go down there, we will and be able to have the staff that are appropriate to handle those emergencies. And three, it's just a need. It's obvious that this is wildfire season is going to continue. I hope it doesn't get worse. We have lightning projected for the weekend, which will probably cause new starts across the state. And being able to have those positions that still run up to Halloween, because unless wildfire season is still going on at the end of October, we'll have to talk about it then. But those positions would stay on. That would maintain the two personnel at the station Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, with backfill opportunities. And also opportunities, whether they go on our truck or another agency's truck, to receive reimbursement from the state. Like I said, I always thought that if we ever get two trucks out at the same time, that would be a huge accomplishment for our wildland program. This week, there was a time we had four trucks out on deployment. So it's obviously a desperate need. The reimbursements that we will receive from the state, I believe, will offset the cost of adding those additional personnel. And right now we do have the two personnel who are ready to start next week. So it's an immediate thing. We don't have to go search for them. They've already indicated that they'll take the position if we offer it to them, and we're ready to go.
I will also point out that we had a call for a structure fire yesterday, and we still reported with seven people and four vehicles on that call, despite all the deployments going on.
Okay. I guess a question for either Leanne or Chief. If you consider budget implications here, I heard Chief just say he thinks it'll be essentially reimbursed. So, any other concerns there, Leanne?
So we had originally projected to have four seasonals hired in our budget anyway. Then we brought on two early. We brought them on in February instead of May, but then we didn't bring on the next two in May, and now we're at July. So that's kind of the offset on what we had planned. If we keep them going out, this is what we're talking about in salary for the remaining portion of the year. Basically, if we go $20 an hour, 40 hours a week, times two firefighters, we're talking about a weekly salary of 1600 with weeks remaining in the season, 27200 plus payroll taxes and that good stuff that goes along with it. Again, if we can get some of those out on deployments, we're already facing the possibility of a supplemental budget anyway, but it's for a good reason. Because it's for expenses that are reimbursed expenses. So as far as a net position on our budget, I don't have a concern for that. We just are for total general fund expenses. We were apt to go over that anyway. And again, it's for a good reason because it's reimbursed expenses.
Okay. Paul, Rich, Mark, any comments, questions?
Yeah, Chief, who are the two people you have identified for this?
So our current wildfire crew is a firefighter type 2, Isaac Williams, and firefighter type 2, Colin Brown.
Those are the new ones.
Those would be the ones we're.
Those are the ones we're adding. Okay.
Right now we have Dayton and Jeremy, which kind of makes an interesting combination because Jeremy is an EMR. When he's here, he's able to respond with medical, and Colin is also an EMR, so he is also able to respond as a medical person when he's in district.
Okay. And is it fair to assume that, we bring the two new guys on, likely they're going to be busy doing wildfires, but when they're not, are we going to keep them occupied?
Yeah, that's the plan is to one, finish up our mitigation project, the grant program that we've got going, and get that wrapped up, having four bodies. And but it they're there, they're here to go to wildfires. And unless we've got wildfires going on in district or in county, Jeremy just received a phone call. We're probably going to send him down back to Pueblo. He may leave today. So the need is there, but the priority is the district. And when we get to that state, just like we had to bring a truck back yesterday, if the threat in the district exceeds where we think it needs to be, we'll have those additional firefighters to jump on fires locally.
Yeah, so each of the deployments that have been going on in the last week or so have been where if something were to pop out here, they could be back here right away. We're not sending these guys off to Florida anymore. They're within state a couple hours and can be demobed and brought back.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think we're all in agreement on that, and I know there's been some community concern about whether we have adequate coverage. I know, I mean, frankly, the sheriff's office post last week was not helpful.
No, it
He
wasn't.
made it sound like all of our firefighters are off around the world, and that's simply not true. So, okay, Paul, Rich, any thoughts?
My questions are answered.
Okay.
Again, yesterday for that call for a house fire, which wasn't a house fire, by the way, but we don't know that when we're on the way. We had a brush truck, two engines, and a tender from our district en route. We had mutual aid from Divide, we had mutual aid from Lake George, and we had mutual aid from 4 Mile. Had that been something, we were as good as we could have been.
My only question relates to, and I know this is total wishful thinking, but months, if monsoon season were to come in, August, and the threat was significantly lowered, do we have the opportunity to release them early, or do we need to commit through October?
Yeah, so yesterday the state of Colorado went to PL5, which I notified you of, which is the highest response level and deployment status that we can status. So the state of Colorado is at a PL5. Utah is at a PL5. I believe Arizona is at a PL3 or 4. So when the monsoon season hits us, that doesn't mean that it takes the threat away from the other jurisdictions. That the best scenario is monsoons come, drop our fire danger here, which means our deployments can go out west. So they'll still be utilized, they'll still be on fires, they'll still bring reimbursements back into the district. So it would have to be hurricane conditions where everybody across the western states get enough rain to drop it. But at this point, we are farly exceeding the 10-year average historically of wildfires, and we're approaching 2 million acres burned nationwide, which is off the charts for June. This is potentially a historic year for the West, and so there's going to be work regardless. I do not see l putting them off work unless something historic happens with moisture on the West.
So basically, moisture here allows us to expand the areas that they could be deployed to. So rather than keeping them within 2 hours, if we're wet here, then perhaps they can go another state away.
Yeah, so we pulled the crews back to in state. We do have that one tender that's in Utah.
Just
But
barely.
we won't take any new assignments outside of the state. And honestly, we have what's called a GAC, a 2.5 hour area. We've actually moved back into the GAC right now. So we're only really taking assignments that are within 2.5 hours of our district. As those fire moisture and PL levels change, we might expand back out. But a lot of the agencies are stressed for personnel, and we do have to make sure that we take care of the district first. So whether the firefighters are here or they're within the GAC fighting fire, it's going to be beneficial. And I think this is definitely going to extend the rest of the year. The big question is when we get to October and we see that conditions aren't changing, do we keep personnel on longer? I think that'll be the more important and the pressing question is, will we have the funds to extend them out if moisture doesn't arrive?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the chief bringing on two additional seasonal firefighter positions.
I make a motion to approve two new firefighters for wildland fighting.
Go second.
I will second that. That is effective immediately.
Monday.
Yeah,
Monday.
it's immediately, but they won't start till Monday.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
No.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Okay. Brings us to our second topic, discussion and vote to authorize the purchase of a fire engine. Essentially to replace the one that unfortunately
Make
burned
it
up on the way home, and discuss the insurance reimbursement situation. So is that Chief or Leanne who's got the skinny
I've got numbers. Chief has the proposal. Which do you
Okay.
want me to go first or you to go first?
Yeah, you can talk about numbers.
Talk about numbers. Okay, so let me bring this over. So here's what we have for numbers, including some proposals. First of all, our insurance reimbursement is going to be a net to us of $397,500.
Wow.
Our insurance policy is at replacement cost coverage, and the replacement cost set on that vehicle was $400,000. We have a $2,500 deductible. So this is the insurance payout we will receive for that $22,500 engine that caught on fire on the way home from California.
Well,
Nice.
Yeah, wow.
Every now and then we get a break. Very nice.
We get a break. First questions was, is this gonna put us out of insurance? Because we need to make sure that that doesn't put us on the
Hit list.
black hit list of
Yeah.
you're no
Yeah.
longer insurable. And we were told actually, even though we've had several claims this year, as fire departments go, that's what happens. So
Okay.
anyway, that's where we stand. Right now, the number that's sitting here is for a vehicle that the chief, keep in mind, the vehicle that was coming back, its purpose was it was a donation specifically to be for a fire engine. The agreement was it would be a Type 3 fire engine, and that's what was on its way back. A Type 3 basically is a rural fire engine, deployable fire engine. I'm not going to go in great detail. That's more for Chief to go into. But kind of the commitment is, because that's what our donation for is, we need to come up with a Type 3 replacement vehicle. So Chief can talk more about why this particular one. We also, the other numbers were just throwing some ideas out of possible, what do we do with, we didn't feel it's right to spend the full $400,000 on a Type 3 vehicle if we don't have to. And there are needs within the district. Station 252 still does not have a generator backup. There are some drainage problems at Station 52, which are starting to appear underneath the asphalt that was done, and it's cracking, and to save that project. And then our radios, let's just say when I'm out on a call, my radio, if I'm outside my vehicle, I don't have radio service. It just doesn't work in this area. The radio coverage in this area is not good. And then we have a grant in process for a skid slash pump, and that would typically go on a brush or rescue truck. It's a decent sized skid that would basically create a Type 6 vehicle. Our Rescue 51 is the vehicle that it really needs to go. That thing is a maintenance nightmare. It's down as much as it's up. So anyway, these are not, I don't think we're dealing with these as proposals today. These are just
Right.
concepts of things of why we don't want to spend the full $400,000 on a Type 3. If we can accomplish the Type 3 going out for what we had originally wanted to do, and then still be able to cover some very necessary projects in the near future, we'd still be well within that range of money left over. We've, as our Florissant First shows, got lots of needs for capital. We would definitely keep this in the capital concept of anything that goes for must be capital.
Okay, so yeah, and you're right, Leah. I mean, the agenda only
Today is
allows
only this. This is all
for
we're dealing with.
discussion of replacing the fire engine that burned
Yeah.
up. I guess my real major question here is, does it make sense to buy a 2004 fire engine? Or, given the good fortune, should we be buying something newer?
I've had the exact same questions. I'll let Chief take over with that discussion.
Yeah, so there's nationwide
Go ahead.
there's an extreme shortage of Type 3 fire engines. And I know on here it says it's Type 2. It's actually a Type 3, but they put it down as a Type 2 because it has a bigger pump. But it could operate as a Type 3, and that's what we would use it for. The this truck site, they're a nationwide dealer based on the West Coast. They are one of the more reputable, or if not the most reputable, truck dealer on the West Coast, especially when it deals with fire trucks. They have over 50 employees. They've been in service for 20 years. They sell all types of heavy equipment, fire trucks, dozers, 18-wheelers, buses, all types of stuff. Their vehicles are completely checked out, bumper to bumper. Vehicle comes with a warranty, which most anytime you buy a truck from any fire department, there definitely does not come any warranty with it. This I will tell you, this is not the truck I want. It's the truck we have to get, because the truck I want is, of course, a brand new Type 3, but I just don't see us being able to drop $400,000, $500,000 on a truck right now. This serves the purpose that we originally went after, which was the truck that burned. This fills all the voids for that. It also meets the requirements that the donator had that gave us some money. So it fills that void there of meeting that requirement. This will get our wildland deployment crew deployed. It'll cover in-district calls, and it fits the needs. It's a better truck than what we've had previously. It's in better shape. It's been obviously better maintained, but it's more expensive. They did have a 2007 model. They wanted 213,000 for that. So 3 years newer, I don't think justifies another $100,000 spent. This fills the need of what we want. I would like to have trucks that are within this century. They did have some 1999 models that they had for sale. I don't want to go back in time. This has features that a lot of our trucks currently don't have. And even though this is a 2004, it would be our newest fire engine that we have in our fleet. I really want to push for this. And another big reason is we do have so many other projects that need to be addressed within the district. And we also need to be putting money back for the fire station. So any additional money we can put back to go towards the fire station, we definitely need to do. I feel very comfortable with getting this truck. Now they did give two different options. We can either go out there and get the truck and drive it back, or we can pay $2,900 to have it delivered. In one way, I want to drive it back because that's what it's made to do, is to deploy, and I'll go drive it back this time. Or we can have it shipped here for $2,900 and then test it out here. So those are the two options. So the quote that we got was for 119. That comes with a 6 month warranty. That does not include shipping. Shipping would be an additional 2,900 bucks. Or they gave the option of doing a 30-day warranty for $110,000. I would feel comfortable paying the $9,000 to have a 6 month warranty, because at the current rate of what we're going to deploy this truck, it's going to get tested.
If something's going to go
And
wrong, it's going to do it in the next 90
if it's
days.
going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong in these next six in this summer. And that's I it's a it's insurance money, and we're not having to take it out of our general to do this. And I think that we're in a position I did not expect us to be at. The losing the fire truck was extremely tragic, but because Leanne and others made our insurance what it is now, where we're getting replacement cost, this really turned out to a blessing for the district, I think.
Hey,
We're going to be able to address a lot of things.
Chief, the unit price of 119,000, that does not include shipping or taxes, right?
We don't
It
pay
won't be in,
taxes.
won't
Oh,
pay taxes.
okay. I mean, I think the 6 month warranty is well worth it.
After what we've been through, I'll take
Yeah.
it all
Yeah.
day.
I do too.
And I think that we can, my plan is to go out there next week and bring the truck back and get it in service as soon as possible. Luckily, because we had a truck on the way, we already ordered pretty much everything we need for the truck. So
So,
even the stickers that say Florissant Fire have been delivered.
is there a way, Chief, you can call this this organization and tell them you're on your way out so they can hold it for you? Will they do
So
that?
they already said they already have another buyer that wants it, but if after this meeting we decide, if we decide we want it now, I'm going to put a $1,000 deposit on it so we hold it.
Two questions, sort of different lines of thinking, but just for edification purpose, if we wanted to buy a new truck, how long would it take to get one?
So the new truck that I sent you guys is available right now.
No, well, wait, I'm confused. The one we're looking at right now, but
No, the
what?
new one.
Oh, the
The new
brand new
one.
one.
I gave you an option one, which was a
Oh.
brand new 2026 model.
Okay, I didn't see that one.
But
I
that
believe
was
Leanne
more,
can
it's
pull the
actually
picture up.
more. It was 436, right?
436,000, which means we would have to
They'd have
send
to
all
debt.
the insurance money plus an extra 30 something thousand dollars.
Yeah, so Jim, just to be clear and for everyone else, Chief has been discussing option two, and that's what his email had, and that's what will be in the minutes. The option one is the brand new vehicle.
Okay, I'm sorry. I somehow missed that email. So, oh, there it is. Okay. I see him here now. Okay. My other question actually had to do with the insurance reimbursement. What about the personal effects that the firefighters lost? Is that coming out of the insurance
That's a but
proceeds?
this is the insurance reimbursement strictly for the vehicle. The personal effects, the cost of going again, that's all in addition and separately handled.
Okay.
So this is strictly for the vehicle.
All right, good. Okay, Rich, Paul, any questions, thoughts?
Is that 6 month warranty bumper to bumper? And when I say that, I mean pumps, et cetera, or are we talking, drivetrain?
Yeah, so it is a bumper to bumper, 6 month bumper to bumper, excluding electrical. So I don't know why
Your
excluding electrical is on there, but it is
email said it was a 6 month powertrain warranty.
yeah, so it's actually I called back. It's the if we go with the 30 day is a powertrain. The 6 month, I've got it right here.
By the way, it doesn't have power windows, so
Yeah, so it's bumper to bumper, the drivetrain, the transmission, the engine, the pump, everything but electrical. And I the only reason I think it's outside of electrical is the electric components have changed so much in since that time. But yeah, that's what I've got. So yeah, all the issues that we've had with other trucks since I've been here would be covered. Transmission, drivelines, axles, engines, are going to be covered.
Yeah, low mileage.
Yeah,
So yeah, Rich, if you'll
54,000.
look through this description and numbers, you see anything there that
No,
catches your eye?
I like the low mileage. It's ex-government, which is good.
Yeah. And so they've done full DOT inspection. It is passed, and I would imagine that the California emissions, it passed out there, which is way stricter than what we have out here.
Indiana, some transmissions are nice.
Yeah, the pump certification is it's certified, so they've anything wrong with the pump, they've fixed it, or so it's certified. Other than that, it's ready to go. I asked them to make sure the air conditioner works good.
That's not something we have anyway,
We don't
so
have on any of our trucks. Our engines don't have air conditioners, and the crew that's out in Ouray right now is already complaining that they wish they had air conditioning. But yeah, so and one of the things I want to say is this is a short-term fix to the long-term problem of getting to the point where we buy that really nice Type 3 deployment. We're just not in the position right now to do it. the long term is that option one. And at the rate that our wildland program is growing and deploying and bringing revenue back into the district, I really think that within 2 years we're going to sit here and we're going to make that big purchase for the district that is what we've always been waiting for. That was the original plan for the Type 3 that burned, is to keep improving the wildfire program and keep putting money back into capital. We don't bring enough in to make it happen in this year. But once we address some other capital issues, then the priority could be that. As I want everybody to remember, we need to be putting money back for the fire station. The fire station is our absolute number one priority. If it wasn't, I'd go for option one. But I know we need to get this fire station done.
Okay.
So
So, and to support that point is this vehicle is going to have to be winterized and stored outside come winter because we don't have a place to put it unless we kick something else out. Something has to get winterized and put outside. If it's not this one, it's some other vehicle will have to be winterized and put outside.
that would be true with the new vehicle too, though, right?
True, true. And until we get a station that whatever new engine we bring in is going to kick something outside for the winter.
Yeah. And in fact, the firefighters have already, they want me to take the brush truck to park at my house because the brush truck would fit in my garage. And then they could park this truck in a garage. So we're already looking at options to not have to do the winter ride. But regardless, we're out of room. So that's why the fire station is such a high priority. And hopefully we'll be able to get grants, donations, and fundraising to really get that project going along as quick as possible for the fire station.
Any other questions before we call for a motion? Why don't we just call for a motion, and then if I'll call for a motion, we get a second, and we can have further discussion if needed.
I like it.
Okay, this is Mark. I'll make the motion that we authorize Chief Buchan to go out and purchase this Type 3 used vehicle for up to $119,000. I don't know how
It's
much.
119.5.
The extra warranty.
Including.
The picture says 119.5, but
Right. Well, I'll put that in. Yeah, $119,500, including the warranty, 6 month warranty. So let me rephrase this. I make a motion authorizing Chief Buchan to acquire the used Type 3 vehicle for $119,500 with a 6 month warranty.
I will second that motion.
Okay. Second by Paul.
Okay. Any further discussion?
We're also going to go with the shipping option or go get it option.
I think we should have a go get it option. I can add that into the
Yeah,
motion.
we're not going to do the shipping because I as much as I'd like to ship it,
Let's see what it
we
does.
need to test it. It needs to be tested because
I was gonna
I
say,
don't want
I
that
think
thing
that's
breaking
something
down.
we
And I
can.
tell you what, that drive is a test.
Yeah, we can leave that to the chief's discretion anyways, I think.
Yeah, plus we want eyes on the vehicle before we actually write the
Well, yeah, and frankly, I mean, as
take Zach
tragic
with you.
as tragic as what happened with the other truck, I'm frankly glad it caught on fire in some other state, not in our district. So it was bound to happen at some point, apparently. So okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion approves 5-0.
So just to correct my spreadsheet, you've seen 119.5 somewhere?
Yeah, in the picture it says 119.5. I'm looking at the email
Oh, you're looking
that
at.
has pictures. Option two says price 119.5 with 6 month warranty.
Yeah,
All right.
I've got the sales quote right here. It is 119.5, no tax with 2,900 shipping should we decide to go that route.
All right, well, let's get it.
Go get it, Chief.
All right. Thank you. I'll let them know and we'll put the deposit down.
Great.
So
Well, that's
do any of
it.
you want to go with me to bring the truck back?
Well, you're flying out, right?
Flying out, driving back.
Where is it going to be? Sacramento?
Sacramento.
Take Zach with you. Let him take a
Yep,
diesel mechanics look at
he's a
it.
mechanic. Well, all right. I thank you all very much. And so
Chief,
do the
Chief, I think you should take someone with you.
I will. I'll see if Zach's available.
Okay. Use it as a training experience, education.
Yeah.
Well, he's a diesel mechanic. It might be the
Okay, yeah. Great point.
Other way around. Rich said he got cut off, but I
Yeah,
think we're done
we got
anyway.
you
So,
back
yes.
there.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. All right, well, that's everything on the agenda. So appreciate everybody being available on short notice. I think these are important decisions that we've made that will be of great benefit to the department and the community. So thank you, everybody, and have a fantastic 4th of July.
Be
Celebrate
safe.
our 250th birthday for the country.
We still need a motion to adjourn in a second.
Okay.
I'll make the
I'll let
motion to
you.
adjourn at 10:12.
Thank you.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Everyone, stay safe this weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.